Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is January the 11th, 2024. You know, I never really know for sure the source of my daily devotions. As I've said, you know, sometimes it comes from my daily Bible reading. Sometimes it comes from a book that I'm reading. Today, our daily devotion comes from a podcast, really a couple of podcasts that I listened to. One podcast was discussing Nehemiah chapter number 1, where they were going unto God and fasting and with sackcloth because of the sins of the people. So on that podcast, the speaker was talking about, when was the last time that you were broken because of your sin? You were broken so much because of your sin that you fasted and prayed to God seeking forgiveness. And that's a good thought for us to think about. When's the last time you were broken by sin? And then the next podcast was talking about sin. And it made this statement. Sin is an act of treason against God's authority. It is an insult to God's integrity. So that caused me to think about our view of sin. Do you see sin like that? Do you view sin as an act of treason against God's authority? Do you see sin as an insult to God's integrity? Now, I'm afraid that sometimes we don't really see sin for what it truly is. I'm afraid sometimes we slough it off like it's no big deal. But you know, Paul had a view of sin that he called sin exceeding sinful. He said, "But sin that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful." So Paul came to the place where he saw that the good things of this world could be sinful, and he wanted to see sin for what it is, as exceedingly sinful. Now, that word exceedingly comes from a word where we get our word hyperbole. And you know, hyperbole is, an exaggeration. It's an overstatement of the obvious. And hyperbole is such that there's no doubt that you're speaking hyperbole. I think you're exaggerating a little bit there. No, when you're using hyperbole, you're making a purposeful statement so that people will understand that you are exaggerating tremendously. And so it's interesting that Paul uses that word to describe sin, the exceeding hyperbole, the big exaggerated. Sin is huge, you might say. Paul used the word to help us see the extremity of our sin. We can't sweep it under the rug. It carries with it the sentence of death. We can't just slough it off. We must confess. We must repent. We must see our sin as requiring the death of a substitute. You know, if sin was no big deal, would God send His Son, His only Son, to pour out His blood to cover it? And the answer to that, if it's no big deal, God wouldn't send His Son to die for it. And so since God sent His Son, we need to understand the severity of sin. We need to understand how big sin is. So God would have chosen another way to deal with sin if sin was no big deal. So because God sent His Son, we need to understand the awfulness of sin. We must come to grips with its severity, the severity of each sin that we commit. And then when we see the severity of our sin, we will cry out for mercy. We will cry out for God, just like David did. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me. That's Psalm 51. But we won't cry out to God if we do not see the severity of our sin. So we must think about our view of sin today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, I pray that we would see the awfulness of our sin. God, as we begin to see our sin as sinful, stir our hearts to seek forgiveness. God, we know there is only forgiveness through the blood of your Son, Jesus. And I pray today that our love for you would stir our hearts to seek forgiveness and to run from sin when we are tempted and to turn from our wicked ways, because sin is exceeding sinful. It's through the blood of Jesus today we pray to you. Amen. Well, what's your view of sin? Hopefully you see sin as exceeding sinful and you will desire to turn from it. Have a good day.